Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Color Your Life Happy for Monday, December 13th, 2010. I'm your host, Flora Brown, coming to you live from Anaheim, California. Our show today will inform, inspire, and encourage you. In a moment, we will begin today's episode, Finding Success Through Encouraging Words, with my guest, Tanya Whiteside, consultant and author. But first, I'd like to welcome all of you, my listeners. I am so honored that you made space in your schedule to join us. Now, if you're listening live, I encourage you to participate by asking questions or adding comments. If you're on the phone lines, you just need to press #1 to let me know you have a question or a comment. If you're over in the chat room, just type in your questions or your comments, and I'll be able to see them and read them on the air. Now, some of you are listening to the recorded version of the show, and I want to welcome you as well, even though you don't have an opportunity to ask questions. And thank you so much for listening. Now, regardless of how you access the show, if you enjoy the show, don't keep it a secret. On my show page at blogtalkradio.com/Flora Brown, you can follow me on Twitter. On my Facebook page, you can click the like button, and most important, add yourself as a friend of my show. Again, I am Flora Brown, author, coach, and inspirational speaker. I invite you to visit my website, coloryourlifehappy.com, where you can sign up for life coaching if you are ready to make that U-turn in your life, Y-O-U. I'm also now booking personal appearances for 2011. So if you want me to appear in person to motivate, train, or inspire your group, your staff, your event, submit a request on my website at the tab at the top of the page. There's a tab that says Book Flora. Or you may email me directly at flora@florabrown.com. Now, on this radio show, Color Your Life Happy, we talk about ways to create the lasting happiness you deserve in all areas of your life. Each week, I interview guests from various fields, such as self-help, spiritual journeys, relationships, change and adversity, parenting, wealth creation, career, all those things that contribute to lasting happiness. Now, today's episode is Finding Success Through Encouraging Words. My guest, Tanya Whiteside, I'm waiting for her to arrive online. She's at a job site today, so she's going to call in as soon as she can. But I'll go ahead and tell you something about Tanya. Tanya Whiteside is the CEO and presenter or president for the Whiteside Group. She has over 15 years of service work with the public and 8 years of teaching and facilitating. She even spent 8 years in the U.S. Army Reserves. Now, Tanya has worked in the field of corrections for the Federal Bureau of Prisons and has taught job search techniques to welfare-to-work participants. She also facilitates life skills workshops such as self-assessment, communication, job readiness, workplace diversity, stress management, and advancement strategies. Tanya works with employers, schools, and social organizations, helping to build a better workforce. She creates, coordinates, and presents orientations for students at the elementary, middle school, high school, and college levels. She is an inspiration to many people, and she's written a book called Change the Atmosphere with Encouraging Words. And as soon as Tanya arrives online, I'll be bringing her on. But in the meantime, let me tell you a little bit about her book. I met Tanya a few months ago at a book signing, and I was delighted to learn about her book, Change the Atmosphere with Encouraging Words. What she has done is put together a collection of quotes that are motivating. And Each page has several of these quotes, as a matter of fact, but what's unique about it is on each page she also has an opportunity for you to absorb the quote so that it becomes part of your life. This is a big part of her approach, and she calls it the 3S rule. Now, Tanya is not only a high school academic advisor and a consultant, but she's also a mom. So we know that she's had a lot of experience in dealing with various kinds of situations, and this has been part of the motivation that has helped her to come up with this book. And hopefully we'll find out in a few minutes what was behind her thinking when she started her book. The extra boost that she believes that you get from going through her quotes will help you with the various trials and troubles. And I see she's trying to get on the line, and the number that she's trying to call is not working. So let me give her the number again so she can jump in and join us. In the meantime, I want to remind all of you that the show has been going, our show has been going on for 2 years, and if you have not heard any of the episodes before, you are in for a treat. All you need to do is come to the website and go to archives, the ones that have already taken place. You'll be able to see them, and they're grouped by month, but you'll be able to click on those and easily see what we've covered before. Most of the speakers have been motivational, but we've also had authors. We've had literary consultants, a couple of pastors, and mostly motivational speakers who have helped to give us some tips on how we can live our lives better. So as soon as Tanya joins us, we're going to talk to her about how her book came about. Let me give you a few of my favorite quotes from the book while we're waiting for her. One of the quotes she has is from Arthur Ashe. From what we get, we can make a living. What we give, however, makes a life. And this is something that we all need to remember, because we just finished Thanksgiving, and in America we celebrate Thanksgiving with a lot of hoopla, but giving thanks is something we actually should be doing year-round. We should not be waiting till a special occasion for that. So I encourage all of you to look at what you can give, because that's what makes a difference in your life. Sarah Vaughan said, "I really love this business. The bad goes with it. If it's all good, it's no good." None of us want to encounter any bad, that's for sure. But the truth is that if we are able to get through the bad, we appreciate the good more. We just can't have one without the other. Can you imagine if we had nothing but sunshine constantly, what would happen? Well, soon we'd have some kind of drought, and we'd be complaining because there was no rain. The same is true with rain. If we had nonstop rain, pretty soon we would be complaining that there's no sunshine. Pretty soon things would be washing away. Especially in my area, a lot of damage happens when there's a lot of rain. So we need the good and the bad. Althea Gibson said, "You got to know your opponent. You got to know their strengths, their weakness, see how they move." People who are in business have had plenty of experience with looking at what other people are doing so that you can observe and learn from them, not to copy them, not to take what they're doing and do the exact same thing, but to learn from their mistakes, too, so that you don't make those same ones. Another one, communication. It is not only the essence of being human, but also a vital property of life. This is from John A. Pierce. Another one from Henry J. Kaiser, very important one. When your work speaks for itself, don't interrupt. So actually, our work should speak for us. We don't have to work as hard at promoting things if we let our work step forward. I think Tanya is joining us now, so let me bring her on the line.
Hi.
Hi there, Tanya.
Hello.
Hi. Sorry you had trouble getting through with that number, but no problem.
Yes. Glad I'm here.
How are you this morning?
I'm doing fabulous. Thank you for asking. How are you?
I'm great. I was just reading some of my favorite quotes from your book while we were waiting, and I'm ready to launch into the questions. So I want to get started with one of the questions that I'm sure you've been asked before, and that is what led you to write your book, because I know you've been working with schools, you've worked with prisons, companies, organizations, and in all of that work, you've been helping all of them to communicate better. So what led you to write your book, Change the Atmosphere with Encouraging Words?
Well, just that very fact, I found that in the line of work, that I've been doing, whether it was, in college working at McDonald's to, firefighting, as well as working as a corrections officer in a prison, we are all the same and can be motivated with encouraging words. And so once I found that, people who inspired me could also inspire others, I felt that as I, went out doing talks and workshops and trainings, that it was important for me to carry some of those encouraging words with me, hence Change the Atmosphere with Encouraging Words was born.
Wow, okay. So I take it that when you did your presentations, you shared some of these quotes even before you put them in book form.
Yes, I did. And also when I worked in one of my schools, I saw that teachers in the school were coming by my office pretty much on a regular basis looking for words to start the day, and even would comment if it was the same quote, the very next day. And then they started adding things to my board. And, I found that it was something that could help, even our teachers to be inspired through the day. And so what I would do is every day keep words on the board, and they would come by to read it, to be re-energized, to, get off into the classroom and get busy.
That's wonderful. Now, your book is made up of these motivational and inspirational quotes. How did you select the ones, which ones you were going to include in your book? Because there are, of course, tens of thousands of these out there in the world. So how did you select the ones you selected, and which one or two are your favorites and why?
I selected them really anything that I watch, people that I talk to, books that I read, authors that I go and hear speak, or other individuals that I think are really key or an important people, I write things down and I record them. And so when I thought of putting the book together, what I decided to do was look at some of the people whose words have encouraged me, and I wanted them to be bite-sized. In other words, trying not to overwhelm a person with so many words in each quote. So I went through and I thought if someone only had a few minutes in their day to hear something really, good and key and encouraging, I wanted them to be short so that they could get the most out of a small number of words and not, like I said, be overwhelmed with so many. And so when I was putting it together, I thought, I want to get as many words on the page as I can without overwhelming a person. And the way to do that is choose small sentences. And, I went through a lot of the ones that I had and hence, how it was created. And then I thought I didn't want to put it in a chapter form, so as you can see, it's really a page turner in that you can start anywhere in the book, regardless if you like to read from cover to cover.
Yes.
And, what would inspire me if I'm, sad may not inspire someone else who is sad. So I didn't want to categorize them that way as to limit someone's, reading them and getting something out of them just, based on the way they were arranged in the book.
Right. Yeah, I think that was a great idea.
And you asked some of my favorites. There's one in here that a really good friend of mine came up with. And again, sometimes you never know. You can be talking with someone and they can say something and you think, oh man, I need to write that down. That's, you know, can I quote you on that? That was very good. I really enjoyed it. And her name is Monica Dodery, and she said, you know, I'll take today over yesterday any day, because there's hope and encouragement for tomorrow, and the best is yet to come. And I thought, you know what? That is so true. We think, you know, that everything is lost in a day, and it really isn't. Think about today being a new start. You know, yesterday is over. So now all we have is today and encouragement for what's to come. And the best can still, you know, come. And so I really thought that that was something really, really encouraging. Another one that's one of my favorites happens to be from someone who started out being this wonderful character on TV that we saw, and then, you know, in her later years became pretty ill, Annette Funicello.
Yes.
If you remember her.
Yes.
She, even in her, you know, later years, said, life does not have to be perfect to be wonderful. And I thought, here's someone who, you know, has lived her life, was healthy most of her life, and now, you know, she has, you know, a crippling illness, but yet she's still thinking about life being wonderful even though it's not the perfect situation. And so, again, I thought, if that encouraged me, I hope it, you know, by me sharing it with someone else would be, you know, encouraged or inspired.
That's wonderful. And that you pointed out that the first quote you mentioned was from a friend, and it makes me realize that some of the great quotes that we can live by don't have to come from famous people or celebrities or historical figures. They can come from people that we talk to every day or someone we see on TV, sometimes even a line in a movie, which is really a script.
Yes.
But sometimes there's a line or something that grabs us and it speaks to us.
Mm-hmm.
And those can be motivational things as well. So they don't have to come from famous people at all. They don't
As a matter of fact, you know, I have small children, so I'm, you know, I'm always watching Nickelodeon or Disney movies, and one of their favorite movies had to do with a robot and going into space. And I'm telling you that I get so many encouraging things from them too, and the little boy tells the robot, "You are who you choose to be," and I thought, that is so true, because this robot was trying to decide if he wanted to, you know, work for good or if he wanted to, you know, work for evil. And here is this little boy in the cartoon saying, "You are who you choose to be," and I go, you know, isn't that inspiring and encouraging? Here it is, I'm watching a Disney movie, but yet there are words in here, again, that I feel I'm inspired by them. The name of the movie was The Iron Giant. And, you know, hearing that little boy say that, I wrote that down, and I quote that a lot to my own children.
Mm-hmm.
So, yes, you're right. It doesn't necessarily have to be a famous person. You know, it could be a friend or a family member even.
That's right. Now, in the introduction, you mentioned the saying, sticks and stones may break my bones, but words will never hurt me. But all of us can remember when someone's words hurt us, and some of those words may have even stung us very deeply to the point that there are many adults, unfortunately, who are still living out the results of words that were said to them as children. And then there's a group of people, experts, who say that we have the power to choose whether or not we let words hurt us, and it's what we think about ourselves, not what others say, that matters. So that seems to imply that what other people say doesn't matter. But how do you respond to that?
You know, you are exactly right. I still remember the bully from fourth grade. I still see her face. I still know her name. And I remember words do hurt. And I don't know who came up with that saying, sticks and stones, you know, may break, but words don't. It's so untrue. And, yes, when you're talking to maybe an adult and you say something to them, it's easier for them to maybe you know, shrug it off and move on. But when you're talking to a child who's still, you know, growing and developing, they don't, I don't feel that not every student is equipped or child is equipped with, you know, the necessary means to not think about it. You know,
yes,
they're still
yes.
being shaped and molded. Even adults,
yes.
if the adult
yes.
is, you know, not stable or has a good support, maybe they will remember, you know, what someone else says. So I say words hurt. They last a long time. And it is up to each individual to try to replace, you know, negative with positive the best way that they can, you know, by surrounding themselves with people who have the same goals that they do. And, you know, trying to think of positive things about themselves. But unless they're able to acknowledge it and tell someone else about it, are they able to really turn it around? Because a lot of people keep it, you know, inside. So it's hard for me to know that they need help. And I feel like, you know, Change the Atmosphere with Encouraging Words is a small book that you can keep on the shelf and read over and over to replace those negative things that we've heard from, you know, friends, even family members, unfortunately.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And it's not even all the time that they realize they're saying something that will hurt you.
Exactly.
It's only when we're strong enough to tell someone, you know, what you said really hurt me, that
mm-hmm.
they are able to apologize and try to help you, you know, to get through it. So I do say that words hurt, and we do have to first acknowledge that we've been hurt by it and hopefully tell someone in order to replace the negative with positive. So that, you know, that's how I see it. But, boy, it's a very tough thing.
Yeah. Unfortunately, what you just said about sometimes it's family members,
mm-hmm.
a lot of what we used to call or we thought was good parenting
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
in the old days involved a lot of hurtful words.
Right.
And a lot of hurtful things. I mean,
mm-hmm.
spankings and all kinds of things that parents with very good intentions thought they were doing the right thing and
right.
thought they were strengthening and raising their children correctly. And, you know, as time has passed on, we've learned more and more that those things aren't helpful. And like you said earlier, it's easier said than done. Yes, we do have the power to choose how we react to what people say, but
mm-hmm.
to come into that power takes maturity.
Right.
And the fact that some adults are still damaged based
mm-hmm.
on what happened in their childhood shows that it takes a lot of power and strength. And like you said, first you have to acknowledge it.
Mm-hmm.
And then ask for help. But more importantly, what your book does is it says put yourself in a positive environment. You want
right.
to avoid the
right.
negative environment. And it's our responsibility to find that positive environment.
Yes.
People and things we do and the words we say to ourselves and the words other people say to us, all of those,
right.
it's our job to make that happen once we become aware
That's
of
right.
it. Yeah. Now, that gets me to your 3S rule, because it's tied into this taking responsibility for your environment. So explain your 3S rule and why you came up with it and how it has the power to transform us.
Okay. So the 3S rule, see it, say it, script it. When you see it, they're the words on the page. And again, whatever you're feeling, a lot, sometimes, you know, the first quote may hit you, but you may have to turn a few pages to find one. So see it, the words on the page. Then say it. You're gonna start with one quote at a time, and you're going to repeat it out loud. And script it means just that. You can write it out or even create a picture of it. And no matter what technique you're using, it's a tool that you can use. Put them on your mirrors. Put them on your desk. Write it out, or you're looking back at a picture as a constant reminder of something positive. And I've seen it work with adults, asking them to, you know, script it out in words. And sometimes I see them do a picture, and it's fun. You know, it'll make you laugh, but it's also thought-provoking. And I've seen it work both ways. You know, the good thing is, you know, you can repeat it every day, you know, use it for a month, but the idea would be that it is it is implanted in your mind, and by repeating it over, putting it either in words or in a picture, it's something that we can remember. And I think it's a great tool, and that's how it came about, because I didn't want, you know, you to just, you know, read the book through one time, really try to replace those words. And by doing that, using the 3S rule is a great tool to help you do that.
That's amazing. You know what? When you were talking, it made me think about affirmations, because mm-hmm. that's exactly what affirmations are, and that is taking something positive that's meaningful to you, that propels you toward whatever goal or whatever feeling you want to move toward, and repeating it every day or posting it, as you say. Mm-hmm. I can remember many times in my life when I had sayings on the mirrors. I mean, when my kids were growing up, my husband would have things posted on the mirrors, and I suppose our kids thought, what in the world? And the same in my car. I might put a post-it in there, something that I wanted to remember. And especially when I was going through really tough times,
right.
There would be sometimes a saying that I would just have to say over and over to myself to knock out the negative fearful
right.
thoughts that would come in my head.
Right.
I'd have to knock those out all day long. I'd have to keep combating.
Right. And something else I put in there, too, is, you know, thinking positive leads to speaking positive. Speaking
mm-hmm.
positive leads to believing positive. And then believing positive leads to living positive. And I agree with you on all of that. If we start to do that, you can see the change in your atmosphere. You know, another quote happened at a time when I was, like you had mentioned, you know, we were going through a rough time, my husband and I, early in our marriage, and we went into counseling, and I have never forgotten what my counselor said is, if I change, the situation cannot remain the same. Whether I'm right or wrong, if I change my reaction to whatever just happened, the situation is going to change. And I thought, wow, if I can apply that to other areas in my life other than just this scenario, what a difference that's going to make. And, you know, again, I felt like if that inspired me, I really think it can help someone else. I really, really do.
Exactly. That reminds me of the saying that Wayne Dyer says. I don't know if he originated it, but I remember him saying it changed the way you look at things,
mm-hmm.
and the things you look at change.
Yes.
They can't help but change, and that's exactly what you just shared, when
yes.
you change the way you look at them. And there's always another way to look at things.
There really is.
Yeah. Now, affirmations is something that some people think don't work. I've heard people say, oh, I don't believe in affirmation, saying something over and over. But the truth is that we all talk to ourselves and say something all day long. I mean,
yes,
many tens of thousands of times. So if you're going to talk to yourself, if you're going to have these thoughts, why not make them positive?
Mm-hmm.
And so to say that affirmations don't work, yes, they work. The question is, do you want to control what you're putting in your head, or do you
mm-hmm.
want to just keep dwelling on the
mm-hmm.
the things that you've, you know, some of these things have become habit. As you said, with the things we keep thinking, they will become habit,
mm-hmm.
and then habit will become the way we live.
That's
Before
right.
we move on, I want you to tell the listeners about your services and how listeners can reach you to learn more about your services and also how they can get your book.
Okay. I do have a website, thewhitesidegroup.net, and on the website you will find information on workshops that I put on. And most often what I do is set the workshop up based on the needs of the client. And
okay.
you know, I do have all of my, you know, my information that I use, but, you know, with companies, with organizations, most often they have specific needs, and I want to make sure that I meet that need. So you have an idea, I can help you bring the idea to life. My idea is, you know, serving up a meal, and the meal is motivational, it's educational. There's active communication and life application. So so that way, you know, I'm using all of the See It, Say It scripted tools that are in the book. Those are also within the workshops. I also do keynote speaking, and, you know, a person is able to contact me through my email address, which is Tanya@thewhitesidegroup.net, and on the website there's a phone number listed, 949-235-9957. I also have a bookstore set up on the website.
Okay.
And my books, I've done book signings for Borders. I've also done them for Barnes & Noble, and the book is also available on Amazon.com.
Mm-hmm. Okay. That's great. Let me repeat the website. Would it be www first?
Yes.
Okay. www.thewhitesidegroup.net. Remember,
yes.
.net. And you can go there and contact Tanya for if you're a company or you're a club or a group and
right.
you're interested in having her speak at an event or to conduct a workshop maybe for your staff or team building
yes.
or some other reason, go ahead and give her an email at Tanya@thewhitesidegroup.net, or you can call her at 949-235-9957. That's great. Oh, tell us about your CD that goes with your book. I love your CD.
Oh,
I love
thank
how
you
did that. So tell us, is that priced separately when people
yes.
go to your site?
The audio was a bonus that I, after putting the book together, believe it or not, there was one person at a conference where I spoke who said, I love the book idea, but I really am not into books. You know, if you could get this on a CD or audio, you know, I would purchase it. So that's how the idea was planted. I had not thought of it. And then as I went through the audio and I started, you know, really thinking about putting one together, I thought it would be a great idea instead of having me to read all of the quotes that I would have other individuals to come into the studio and read. And I did that selection process using individuals from age 4 to age 70. All
oh
of us
goodness.
Can stand to be inspired and encouraged, everyday
yeah.
people.
Wow.
And it was a wonderful, wonderful experience. The audio at this time may only be purchased through my website, but also,
okay.
you know, contacting me as well. And when I'm out doing talks, I always have them with me along with the book. But it's a wonderful, wonderful addition that you could add to the book, not as a replacement because not all of the quotes are on the audio. It's a great energizer. I've had individuals to tell me that, you know, when they're doing their yoga or when they're walking, they put it in, and it's a great motivator for them to get through, and so I really appreciate that as well. And then there's a bonus track. There's music, and there's a bonus track at the end of the audio called Faith, and so I really believe that your listeners would enjoy
yes.
have the audio in addition to the book.
That's a great gift item, too, because especially here in California, we are such commuters that we need CDs in our cars so that we can listen to things that are motivating and we don't
right.
have to listen to the news nonstop.
Right.
So that's a great stocking stuffer, as they say.
Yes.
Or if you want to give someone something different than
so.
The typical gift, it's something they will definitely use all year long.
Right.
I want to talk about your up in your acknowledgments in your book. You mentioned a track coach
yes.
who believed in you and spoke positive words, even though at the time you weren't ready to listen.
Yes.
And we can all relate to being young and not really wanting to listen to some of the things people are telling us.
Right.
Tell us about that experience and how it has influenced the direction of your life.
I will tell you that, you know, I grew up in a small town in Illinois, you know, where I didn't know I was poor until someone told me I was. And, you know, I participated in everything. I was always athletic. And when I made it to high school, though, My track coach was so encouraging. I wasn't thinking about college. I knew that I could go. I had the grades, but she would always say things like, "You're better than this. You know, you're going to go far. I see it." And I'm looking at her thinking, "How does she know this already? How can she tell me at this time that I'm going to do all these great things when I don't see it, when I don't feel like there's a way out for me?" And that's what I mean. She just, for 4 years, continued to speak positive things, even when it was a bad situation. And she was someone that, you know, a lot of us felt very comfortable with sharing. And one day she decided on her own that she would take us on a college tour. And that is what really changed things for me. She, with her own money, because the school didn't support the trip, asked if several of us could accompany her on a college tour. And she took, I believe there were about six of us, and we visited schools out of state, because she felt that it was good for us to get away and experience something different than what we had always seen. And that is what did it for me. The time that I stepped onto a college campus, I began to believe the things that my coach was telling me, that there's more out there. You can do it. You know, there's a great big world. I believe in you. I'm so proud of you. And I thought, wow, here is someone who is believing in me and speaking into my life, who's been doing it before I was even ready to hear them. And she's taken her own time, her own vehicle, and, you know, taken me out of state. And so from that moment, she has been a very dear friend to me, even to this day.
That's wonderful. Mm-hmm. What she actually did was she changed your atmosphere also.
Yes.
But she changed it physically by taking you to another environment where you could see how things are different in that environment. And she knew that it would resonate with you because she could see what you couldn't see.
Right.
She could see your potential.
Yes.
That's so wonderful. Now, can you think of other people who you've encountered in your life who have made changes in their lives because someone believed in them?
You know what? I can totally think of people. I will even say, you know, my parents, you know, to hear them make a change has been great. I know a young lady who ended up getting married because of something she read in the book where she was ready to give up on him, and I thought, wow, okay, that's pretty deep. And I know of another lady whose daughter was very ill, and she gave her the book, and the woman told her, she would read quotes to her when she was in the hospital. And so I got a call from the daughter when she got better, from her mom reading to her. And so those types of things have really, really, really been very special to me, for me to hear from others, you know, in different ways. And that's why I believe the fact that I didn't put it in chapters and people were able to find something that connected with them in ways that I never thought the book could be used.
Exactly, right.
And it really, really spoke to the fact that the book is timeless. You can put it down for a few months and pick it up, which is what I do all the time. I find something different every time I read through it. And it really is a gift that keeps on giving. And so I am very thankful for it.
As you were talking, I thought about the fact that many times you've heard of coma patients who woke up after some period of time of being in a coma. And during the time they were in, some of them were fortunate enough to have dedicated family members and friends who would come and talk to them or read to them. And I was just thinking something like your CD would be a powerful thing to play in a room with someone who is in a coma or who we think isn't fully there, because they are able to still hear.
Right.
And just imagine filling your mind with the positive, positive, positive. It can't help but have a positive outcome. That would be a great use for your CD as well.
Yes, I do believe that, yes.
Now, when you speak to high schoolers and young people, how do you communicate the importance of your belief in the power of words? Because we know we were high schoolers,
right.
And we know that many times we didn't, just as you shared about your track coach, many times we don't pay full attention
mm-hmm.
to what an adult is saying. So
mm-hmm.
how do you get this over to them?
You know, I'm very fortunate that the position that I'm in, I'm able to communicate with students the same way I'm communicating with you. I don't change who I am when I'm speaking with them,
mm-hmm.
and they appreciate that. So
mm-hmm.
the same way that my track coach inspired me when I wasn't ready to listen is the same way it's working with the high school students that I work with. They will
mm-hmm.
come in with, you know, negative outlooks, and I help them replace that with something positive.
Mm-hmm.
Whether or not they're ready to believe it right then, I let them all know that I'm their personal cheerleader. I am their rah-rah person. I hear everything. Students are so overwhelmed with responsibility at their home life, trying to keep up with school, you know, their peers. They have so many things that they have to think about. What I try to do is help them when they are here in school make this the best experience they could possibly have. I use one of those same quotes from my book. If you want your situation to change, you yourself have to make a change. I understand I may not have lived what you're living, but I do understand that life doesn't have to be perfect to be wonderful. So I use a lot of the words from my book to encourage my students. And I have an open door policy. I want them to come talk to me when they feel like they need to. You know, a lot of them hear negative at home. I'm here
yes.
to help them with positive here at school. And
yes,
I get
wonderful.
Letters that I keep from my students, you know, posted, my cards. So if they need something, I'll remind them about something they said.
Mm-hmm.
I do try to keep track of the 700-plus students that I work with here at the school. And the good thing is for the most part, I follow them from freshman year to senior year. And
mm-hmm.
so it's a great thing when I can write a letter of recommendation about who they were when they came in and who they are
right.
when they're going out. And
wow.
I do what I can to continue to encourage and inspire them. Because
that's
I
wonderful.
May be the only person, you know, but I do encourage them to speak with their teachers and, you know,
sure,
let them
sure.
know they do have a base here at school. So
that's wonderful. And you are doing such a tremendous job because, as you mentioned, students are they're overwhelmed, they're fragile, they're at a developmental period
mm-hmm.
of their life where everything is kind of fragile
mm-hmm.
and it's easy for them to be swayed one way or the other. They're uncertain about everything.
Yes. Yes.
And yet they're at a fertile time as well because
mm-hmm.
they're at a time when if they have the opportunity to be in the environment of someone
mm-hmm.
who says something positive, it does go in there in their heads and it does stay in there. And sometimes it doesn't even click until they've left you and
right.
they're, you know, in college or leading their lives, and sometimes things that you've said will come back, will come
mm-hmm.
forward.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been fortunate to have that experience with some of my students who are in their 40s now who tell me that they can still hear my voice saying certain things that I would say to them.
Right.
We're at the end of today's show already.
Oh, no.
I want to encourage everyone who's been enlightened, encouraged, empowered by today's episode to share what you've learned with your family and your colleagues. And please get over to Tanya's website at thewhitesidegroup.net to get a hold of her book and also, of course, of that wonderful CD that you can play to encourage yourself and others.
Mm-hmm.
Remember, the recording of this episode will be on my radio site at blogtalkradio.com/Flora Brown. You can return and hear it anytime, or you can download it and save it. You can make a CD of it, save it on your hard drive, email it to someone, all kinds of ways you can share it. Also, for the future, you can subscribe to the podcast of this show on iTunes, and that way you will automatically get the episodes every week when they are aired. I want to thank all of you for tuning in and invite you to join me again next Monday, December 20th, 2010 at 11 a.m. for another inspiring and exciting show. Thank you again, Tanya, so much.
Thank you. Thank
for making
you
time
much
in your day to join us. Thank you.
All right.
I'm your host, Flora Brown of Color Your Life Happy, the radio show designed to help you uncover the joy you deserve. I'm going to ask all of you to have a blessed week, and as always, I'm going to ask you to remember to color your life happy.